There's also the pressing of the vaccine issue. And I wanted to mention this because there was an article called opting out of vaccines should opt you out of American society. I mean, these things are getting harsh and they're really, really, really pushing it. And if you got anything out of yesterday's talk with the great, fantastic Dr. Judy Mikovits, it's that do not take the flu shot this year. You're crazy if you take that thing. It's so chocked full of viruses. I can't imagine shooting that thing into my body. But there are a lot of people out there going, well, I still think we need one, so let's go with the nasal. You know what? I wouldn't take it if I were you. She's warning. She's saying, I'm risking my life to warn you. But since 2017, they have done some pretty funky things with these vaccines, and I would not put it in my body. A lot of these vaccines are carrying the animal tissues of viruses that we as humans cannot fight. So you want to inundate your body with that? Go right ahead. But there's no way I'm going to do it. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, she in her book, and we didn't get this to this yesterday, but Alpharon, A-L-F-A-R-O-N. It is a interferon drug that actually works. And I think she did talk about it a little bit. She said 50 cents a patient. And they could have, you could have something like a COVID happen again with another strain, because there's so many strains, thousands, tens of thousands of them. And it would knock it out. Alpharon. I think even Merck makes it. So maybe you ought to have that on hand this winter. What do you think? I think that we need to start thinking about stuff we need on hand for the next lockdown. And I would hope that you businesses out there will not close down, because the worst thing that can happen to you, I don't really think is the worst thing. So another one that she mentioned in her book was Suramin for autism. She said that people were having that awakening. Remember the movie Awakening with Robert De Niro? They were having that moment of awakening. They were talking. They were forming full sentences. They were cognitively better quickly. Suramin, S-U-R-A-M-I-N. She also talked about deuterium depleted water. She said that she was exposed to a couple of things in the lab, and she tested positive for a couple of things because she thinks they got airborne. And so in all of her years of working at the lab, and so she started drinking deuterium. It's D-E-U-T-E-R-I-U-M, deuterium depleted water. It's expensive, but she said it did the trick. It brought her back to her old self and helped build her immunity. They actually call it the fountain of youth, deuterium depleted water, because the idea is that we drink a lot of heavy water. And this actually kind of lightens us up a little bit, if you will. And it's not as kind of corrosive to our system. So, she said that she started feeling better immediately and noticed a huge difference in brain fog and feeling great and everything else. And so she's a ball of energy, let me just tell you. But these are three things that I had not heard of. And I was really grateful to her for bringing those up. So I just wanted to make sure. So the first one was Alpharon, and that's a drug she said could have knocked this out of the park quickly. And that comes from the interferon, the class A or the phase A, I think, or something like that. The Suramin, which actually, I don't know if you can get in this country, but that was absolutely, why would they not want to cure? Why would they not want to help? I should say help autism. So there's that. And I think, you know, as I was mentioning before, if I want a Coke, I'm going to go drink a Coke. If you want a vaccine, go get a vaccine. Why the push? For public health, right? Public health, public health. They act as if nobody has immunity ever. This should be a life of freedom. We should be able to make our own choices. And I'm going to do what's best for my body. I am not taking an injection into my body. You can just forget it. So what are we going to do? We might have to risk jobs. We might have to take a stand, and it might hurt, but we're going to have to do it. We can't lay down for that. Are you kidding?